This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لعن المؤمن كقتله. Cursing a Muslim is as though you have killed him. What does that mean? يعني, when you curse a Muslim, you didn't kill him. What does it mean, as though you killed him? Meaning in the sin, it is as though you killed him. What is the sin of killing a Muslim? That's the same sin you'll earn if you curse a Muslim. If you curse a Muslim. لعن المسلم كقتله. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, as in At-Tirmidhi, and this is hadith sahih, إن الله يبغض الفاحش البذيء. Allah Azza wa Jal hates. يبغض, Allah hates. A person with two qualities. Al-fahish. Al-fahish is someone with bad manners. And from bad manners, more specifically al-badhi, bad mannered in his tongue. Yani Allah Azza wa Jal hates the one with bad manners, and more specifically the one who has bad manners with him when it comes to his tongue. Foul, filthy, vulgar, shameless words that come out from his tongue. Inna Allah yubghidhu al-fahish al-badhi. Allah hates him. For what? Because he spoke words. He hurt his brother with words. He hurt his family with words. He cursed his wife. He cursed his children at home. Allah appointed him as a person responsible to look after his family. What is he doing? He's cursing. He's cursing his wife. The wife is cursing the husband. The children are learning this from their parents, and then they're cursing each other. And then you die, and then they live long after, and they learn the cursing from you, and you're in your grave earning sayyat, because that's what you taught them. You taught them how to curse well. Hadha al-Muslim. How do we curse each other? How does that happen? Look, when we meet each other, the obligation is that we give salam to each other. You say, As-salamu alaykum. Meaning, oh Allah, may Allah's peace descend upon you. Then after that, you curse him. How does it make sense? In As-salat, when we pray 5 times a day, you know, As-salat is a relationship between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. But it's also a relationship between ourselves. You know, there's somewhere in As-salat where we make dua for each other. That's at the end of As-salat, بالتحيات. We say, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin. Every salat you're praying, you're saying, oh Allah, bestow and descend your peace upon us and upon the righteous slaves of yours. And then after the salah, you want to curse your Muslim brother. How? What, did you learn anything from your salah? It looks like you didn't learn anything. If you continue to curse, your salat is supposed to teach you, and these words, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin, is supposed to teach you that the relationship between you and your brother is a peaceful relationship, a relationship full of peace. And in Adhkar al-Sabah wal-Masa', in the morning supplication and the afternoon supplication, there is a supplication we make for each other as well. Not only for us, there's one we make for each other. And that is when we say al-dhikr, when we say وَأَنْ أَقْتَرِفَ عَلَى نَفْسِي سُوءًا أَوْ أَجُرَّهُ إِلَى مُسْلِمٍ. You ask Allah to protect you from bringing harm upon yourself. Oh Allah, protect me from bringing harm upon myself. وَأَنْ أَجُرَّهُ إِلَى مُسْلِمٍ. And protect me from dragging this harm and bringing it onto my Muslim brother and sister. You're making this dhikr in the morning and in the afternoon, and then you're cursing your Muslim brother in the afternoon. How does that work? Then you didn't understand what adhkar al-sabah wal-masa' was. You didn't understand the concept of as-salam. You didn't understand what you're saying in your tahiyat. Enough, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Restrain and control your tongue. Allah Azza wa Jal, He's the one who created this tongue for you, and He told you what to do with it. Use it for dhikrullah. Spread as-salam with it. Read al-Qur'an with it. How on the same tongue you curse and you read Qur'an? How does it work? Then we need to understand cursing is something huge.